Okay, so this is Rising Star. That's why the music at the start was different. We are now documenting Paul Gorton's rise to stardom after coming out of BBC One's smash hit television show.
I'm feeling Deal or No Dealy.
Yeah, I am. This is nice, this.
This feels really cozy.
Feel warm.
We're documenting Paul's journey to stardom and being a household name after coming out of Traitors.
What if you become a household? These will seem be so precious, these early episodes.
I wonder what the point is where it won't be doable for you to do these anymore. Because we were talking about someone not coming on the pod this morning, weren't we, David? Because they're too busy.
Somewhere. Whoa.
Were we?
On text, yeah. Kind of forgotten already.
I've completely forgotten.
Wow. Literally an hour ago. I said, do you think so?
Yes, will ever... sorry. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, too busy now.
Anyway, will Paul get to the point where this pod ends on his terms? Because,
well, for anyone who's coming to this a bit later on, this is the final week of Traitors. Paul left last week to much rapturous applause. And so you're sort of in the spotlight at the moment.
The best traitor that's ever lived.
So my episode was the, so far, it's the highest audience viewing episode from the whole of the UK series, including season one. So it's 4.4 million people. And the day after I left was 4.3.
So we all know, we can all feel it, that there's attention on you.
Can you?
Well,
can
I
we?
Can. Well, on social, I can.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of people, because they know that we know you, asking me about you.
Wow.
Like, I had Matt Crosby saying, oh, when are you speaking to Paul about all this? I'd spoke to him about an hour ago.
I told Colin Hull. He said, oh, when's your episode with Paul out? I said, we got 9 hours to drop very, very soon.
Oh, I forgot to say that bit. But I said we did a two-hour ep, and Matt said, kept it short then, or something like that. So there's a lot of buzz around you. People are interested in everything Paul Gorton.
Wow.
Fair?
It's magical, that, isn't it? How has that all happened?
Well, you went in there, and you were your own man. You played your own game.
Can I suggest something? This ep one is about, so you've been out how long, Paul? And we need to talk about what's happened from getting out to today. Fair?
So yeah, so out of the show.
How many days are?
Yeah, I always go like this. You ask Paul a question, and I'm there. Bang.
Yeah. Don't need my mic. Paul's going to speak for 15 to 20.
Any other guest?
No.
So, well, I actually came out the summer of last year. So I've had months and months and months of just being a normal person, no hype, you know, just carry on being completely regular. The show's been out now for 2 weeks, and day one was amazing. You start getting a bit of a following, a bit of heat.
Oh yeah, because you were. Yeah, I see why you're doing this now. Because you're not in the show, are you? Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pre-recorded, but, you know, it's all top secret, so you can't talk about it. So only your closest people around
putting
you can know.
Putting a knob down.
Joe's gone as well. Hi, everyone. It's just me. So after about the first week, I started getting a lot of, like, public opinion. I started getting positive messages, negative. But for me, I'd rather have positive or negative. The worst thing is probably no message or no tweets or no...
Yeah, you haven't had any... No one's taken any notice.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. The Oscar Wilde quote.
Is that an Oscar Wilde quote? What's the Oscar Wilde quote?
Well, it's better to be... Oh, what is it? What's the quote? Wish I could just...
It would have been amazing if you knew it, David. We can edit it so it looks like you just say.
There is only one thing in the world worse than being talked about, and that is not... being talked about.
Oh, yeah.
But I just feel Paul condensed it a little bit better, though.
Maybe slightly better, but, you know, there's room for me and Oscar in the world. So after the first week, I started getting a bit of, like, attention. The second week was just absolutely barbaric. I'm doing tweets and over a million people are reacting with it. So then I started to realise this is way bigger than what I actually thought it was going to be. So I knew the show was big, but I didn't think it was, like, this big. And now I've got nearly 3 million people that are all looking at my Instagram.
Difference between you and me, Paul, because we spoke about this before, I would be getting, not panic attacks, that's a bit, but I would be getting very stressed and really anxious.
Yeah. Are you worrying about what you put out?
No. No, not one bit. Yeah, and it's funny. I don't know what that is, or like psychologically what that is, but like I genuinely don't feel like stressed about it. I feel like comforted by it. Like it's nice to get that amount of attention, okay. Type of thing.
So your views, your Instagram hits have gone up.
Oh, they've just rocketed. That's crazy. And then the end. Well, it was mid through week three. So the start of week three, which is there's three episodes a week, isn't there? So the start of week three, that Wednesday, it was almost like palpable where every time I opened my phone, I was just inundated with get him off this show. We've got to get him out. But almost in like a panto villain, like in the spirit of the game type messages. So I knew that I'd like captured a bunch of people. And then Thursday, obviously, Harry got me out and I kind of kept the theatrics up to the very last split second of even like walking like round the round table and rubbing people's shoulders, keeping a sad face, doing all that type of stuff. Did my little speech and then a bow. The bow is now, I'm getting, oh, God knows, 30, 40 memes a day sent to me.
Tash sent us one. Did you send it? Yeah. Tash Dimitri sent us one, which was you as the T in Traitors.
Yes, yeah.
I love that Big one. Ben one or whatever it is, where you're the hands of the clock.
I'm 9 o'clock. So what time's the show on tonight? And I'm on 9 o'clock.
Oh. But when you left, when you took your bow and walked, that was when you become real, right? You to that point, you are essentially to the world in that house. But now you're out of the house. You got the PR people. So what's happening there? Are they going, we know you're coming out on Thursdays. So are they preempting what's going to happen at that point? Are they going, Paul, we're going to get you on the merry-go-round of PR and stuff?
That's it. You are just thrown right into that media circus. So then every single paper wants to have an interview with you. All the radio shows.
Which ones? Which let's go through some of them. Let's just hit the ones.
Every single one. I don't think there's any that I've not. Well, actually, the
Devon Live.
So, have you done Kent Online? Because
I've not done Kent Online yet, but I'm sure that they're probably in the queue. So you're in like, God knows, the Mail Online, the Daily Mail. What else is there?
Independent? Is it Independent?
I think I've done the Independent.
Daily Red Tops, Daily Star, Daily
East
Mirror.
Eastminster Courier.
Daily Mirror, The Guardian. Yesterday.
Argus. The Argus. Sussex Argus.
Not been in that. It's all the national ones.
Yeah.
All my nationals. Yesterday, now listen to this, because this is mind-blowing. For the first time in Traitors history, the Rolling Stone magazine reached out for me to do an article for them.
What the fuck?
So I'm going to be doing an article for the.
If you're on the front cover, this would be amazing.
I'm not on the front cover, and I think it's just online. I don't know. Do they do a magazine anymore? I'm sure they do. But there's a 700-word article coming out.
Why?
About the Traitors.
What?
Because they are. Because it's captured an audience.
Are they watching it in America then? The UK one.
They must be. No, in America, I don't think it's out. It must just be the UK arm of Rolling Stone. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm chatting with them yesterday and the guy's like, oh my God, we loved you in the show. You're amazing. You're this, you're that. We've got loads of questions for you. We want to do this article. And it's just kind of like, I think it's out on the day of the final. But the Rolling Stone. And then the Guardian, Grazia magazine have reached out because they want to do a piece on me and Kate. Let's get a Kate's view on the world as well. Kate's getting thousands of new followers. I mean, Kate for me is massive in her own right anyway. She's big online. She's amazing on Instagram and the social media bit. And she's obviously, well, not obvious, but if anyone looks at Kate, she's in the fashion world. So she's a fashion influencer, used to be a model. COVID happened and now she goes and does influencing. So the fact that she's getting coverage in Grazia, which I think that's what their angle might be.
Amazing. We're also, you know, that type of thing. Amazing.
Then Cosmopolitan have been really positive about me as well. They did an article the other day saying
Cosmo.
Cosmo saying something like, I saved season two or something, and it's like,
are you blushing at any of this when it's happening? Are you going, what? Or is it like water off duck's back now? You're going, yeah.
I think it's amazing, but how do I word it? I'm just going with it. When people say, I don't know whether I could ever be kind of struck by something where I'd go, actually, I am pinching myself now.
Elton John reaches out and wants you to come to his place in Venice.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. It's okay. More like, let's say Larry David reached out and said, we want you in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Then I'd be like, you don't want me in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I just had a thought. Say nothing happens. Say it and then it just peters out. Without question, you could walk into your local radio station and they would give you The Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Whatever happens, if that's something you wanted,
it's so mad.
They would, wouldn't they?
Well, BBC Radio Manchester, I was in there the other day doing a bit for The Traitors and they said, we'd love to have you back in and do, I think it's an hourly slot on a Saturday with us and it'll be loads of banter and it's not traitor related. It's just personality. Let's get you in, that type of thing.
You think, like, right, I'm going to jump around because we will talk about agents in a minute. But like, if you had an agent now, on the I feel like that agent could go to that radio station and go, because having had an agent, they say things like, yeah, that's all, because they're used to dealing with like bigwigs. They go, that's all well and good. Yeah. No, not good enough. Paul wants his own show, weekly show, 7 till 9 drive time, take it or leave it. Boom. Whoa. Why not? Why they might, if your agent, which we'll talk about in a minute, they go, want him, take it or leave it. He's not being second fiddle to some, you know,
Want Gorton's guitar tracks or not? Yes.
Smooth Hour with Paul Gorton or whatever. Yeah.
The Paul Gorton show.
I think at the moment you've got three aces in you.
But I don't, it just feels so bizarre. And obviously, like,
then you got to do a good show, obviously. But
yeah, of course. But I mean, that's hand in hand, isn't it? But I think for me, like, biggest hero, and you two have worked with him, Ricky Gervais. We can talk about it on Rising Star because we're off the Bix. So he did the radio bit.
My favourite Bix days.
So he did the radio stuff. He did the Ricky Gervais show. He did the XFM Bits and Bobs. So I've watched him all my life and thought, that's like a great career, would love that. And then he dots around and does everything now. Not saying that I want to do, you know, I can achieve that type of thing, but if that's like a path, then that to me sounds like an
amazing. Who are we talking about? I froze, my Wi-Fi froze.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky.
It's quite nice.
He's getting on a bit, so...
It's quite nice you missed that, so you just had to listen to Paul then go, sorry, who are we talking about?
What megastar are we talking about?
That's what we're aiming for. Sure.
But he did the radio, didn't he? And then he's done his own telly stuff and all that. And I just think
he's like, done all right.
Being a fan, that's kind of like I guess most people want to live that type of life.
I want to talk about the agent in a minute, but do you feel at the moment you need to bed in with what people know you're good at first? Like, you're excellent on Uncloaked and you're excellent in all your interviews. So you're kind of, that's what people know you're excellent at. Do you think you need to sort of establish yourself in that area, or are you going to go, no, I'm going to go? Because I wouldn't dare give you advice, to be honest with you, but I'm just wondering what...
But I do need the advice because...
You're looking at the wrong chap. Because I literally suddenly was like, well, don't do it the way I would do it, because I would just be going, oh, I don't know.
Well, the world's different now as well, though, isn't it? I mean, I feel like you can get so much attention online that, you know, maybe a little bit back in the day, you kind of picked an area and you did that one thing, where now everyone does everything. I mean, I guess even you two, actually, you do a lot of stuff, telly, films, podcasts. All that stuff. Not enough, in my opinion. You need to do one more pod.
Well, thank you, Paul. We've literally run out of time in the week now, haven't we?
Maybe one more thing.
Fucking hell. Imagine if we didn't.
Hey.
I was just thinking, like, right, okay, can we talk about agent? Yeah, like, what can you tell us about what's going on agent-wise? When were you contacted by someone saying, have you got representation?
So I think it's really interesting. I think a lot of the agents wait to the end of the show and then they look at, like, a pool of people and they go, okay, well, looking at their socials from no support, they're getting this, they're getting that. Harry, for argument's sake, he's got, I think he got like 20,000 new followers or something. Harry's flying. But he's 22, good-looking lad, right in that influencer market. My followers have gone up, great. I think I'm different to Harry.
Influencers, I don't really know much about influencing. Well, I know but I don't know how you make your money. Like, if Harry became an... Well, having been one in my 20s. But, like, well, I know what they are, but what if Harry was like, I'm going to go down the influencer route.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? Well, I don't know what that means, really. Like, so, what does he then start doing? Like, sport or...
Well, no, it's more like... I mean, look at Kate. So Kate is an influencer. So she's got an agent. That agent is in contact with loads of different brands, all your major kind of high street retailers. They then contact the agent and say, we'd love Kate to do an Instagram reel, a 30-second reel about...
In their clothes, basically.
Yeah, in their clothes, or right. Kate's done...
So what would so Harry would do a similar thing with clothes and or...
Yeah, so all your fashionable menswear brands, maybe even kind of like popular
young
music.
Young person's market, do you think? Are you too slightly
young
too...
Young person's market, yeah. Like I think, I think he knows that as well. And he's young, but he's a really smart lad. So he'll be guided by the agencies to be like, you should go and work with X brand. They're really cool. They want to work with you. Here's their clothes. But then also, I think the influencer market, loads of people just want to go and see what you're doing with your life. So, like, are you just going to go out and about and just go out for dinner at a really nice place and you film it? That nice place might pay you in order to post that picture. Tons of money in it. I think I'm probably a bit too old for it, and it's not particularly what I want to do.
I know some of the, like, glamorous people on telly, like evening comedy, they have clothes sent to them, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, Kate every single day just gets boxes delivered to her from all the best kind of fashion brands you can think of and makeup brands. She'll just receive them. Some of it's as gifts because they know Kate's going to use it anyway. I mean, silly things. All of Charlie's nursery was pretty much either gifted to us or paid for, because we're going to be using the prams in all of our pictures that we have with Charlie, or the cot or the nursery. So they're getting advertising from it.
And do you bring a thing to that now as well, don't you? Like, your, I guess, no?
Well, so here's one for you. Today, I don't know whether you... Just bleep out.
Have I hit on something?
Bleep out the brand. So today, guess who reached out to me? This is amazing.
Who?
What a genius. What a genius.
Oh my God. You're going to be the face of...
What? To do adverts?
Yeah, they want to work with me on...
Yes.
They want
well
to send me...
them, I mean.
Yeah, genius. They want to send me a bespoke... where's the message? They want to send me a bespoke... Traitor Paul hamper, and they want me to post that, and they want to post that, and then they want to do stuff kind of in the future.
Oh. Okay, so can I ask a question? Is that all that the conversation is? Like, we're going to send you a hamper at the moment?
So far as we want to, so I've had Universal Music that want to do stuff with Sophie Ellis Bextor.
What's that got to do with?
Have you said, oh, then you've got
stop saying.
Yeah. Say all you like. James is on board, but
sorry. So they've reached out saying we want to send you this, and then we want to collaborate on future projects. So,
and then what's that got to do with Sophie Ellis Bextor?
So then also the Sophie Ellis Bextor, her Universal Music team reached out. Have you seen Saltburn?
Yeah.
So the Murder on the Dance Floor track.
No, I haven't, but I've seen that moment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a moment of here. So they wanted to create content about me, they want me to create the content about me and the show and then use her music for their social media. So then that's not paid, but that's things like that will gain me a huge following because Sophie Ellis Bextor's going to post it. She's got, you know, 700,000.
So that's how it works at some point where you go, okay, we'll not pay you, but we'll put you together... and then your follower will go up, and then that gives you more power for later on to demand money.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So at the moment, it's kind of like saying yes to like...
Why does that annoy me? I don't know why that annoys me.
Well, it's free at the start, isn't it? So we'll take advantage of the freeness, and then, you know, at some
point... Yeah, I think that's what annoys me. They'll go, well, get that... Can we talk about the agent then? Because there's a lot going on that I wonder if agents would go, do you know what, Paul, I'm going to advise you not to do that, or whatever. Like, what's going on with
Yeah, so I've been approached by an agent that's also the agent of Wilf from season one.
Has Wilf done well off the back of them? Did you ask?
So he's not worked a normal job since. So, you know, without giving too much away. But he's obviously flying around. He's doing a lot of stuff. I think me and Wilf are quite different people. Wilf's also really young, you know. He's only 28. So, you know... I'm 37 this year, so like I think we're slightly different markets, which is great for his agent as well, because then you're not kind of competing, do I send Paul or do I send Wilf type of thing.
I love that you think like that, because I wouldn't think like that. I'm like, I love those moments. They're my favourite bits. You're ahead of me, but like 6 moves ahead, chess.
No, you but I think I've I mean I've got one of my, you know, maybe 3 or 4 meetings with different people.
That's fake. What's that mean? Who?
With like different agents, kind of see what other people... I'd love to sit with them and say, where do you think I should go, and see whether that marries where I think I should go.
Okay, so this agent the other day, you didn't agree. You went, we'll see.
So I've got the first meeting. He's just reached out to me. I've got the first meeting with him at 3 o'clock today after Cosmopolitan.
Oh, this is... I'm sorry, but Rising Star is wonderful. This is tantalising.
You can tell when it's working. You're right, David. Your posture is relaxed.
Oh, I'm comfy. Just listening. I'm a listener.
But I want so much to know. Like, so can we just delve into agent chat just for 10 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, thoughts, approaches. Just tell me what's going on. What, like, people? Have you had approaches? Have more than one? Have you got meetings set up? Have they promised you anything in the email? That kind of stuff.
So far, it's just one agent. That's Wilf's agent. He's at a really reputable agency that look after some.
You
big...
said to us on Chatterbix, which was big hitters on there with you.
Big hitters, mostly by the looks of things, it's like presenter market. So it's your radio presenters, your telly presenters, all that stuff.
I'd say you're a natural at that stuff. I think they can see. Well, I'm not an agent, and I could get you work.
Presenter. But that'd be great. He's also just got Wilf on Would I Lie to You? So that's something that I'd love to go and do, like your panel showy type stuff.
Oh, Jesus, I love Rising Star. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Would I Lie to You? Joe, obviously, 8 out of 10 cats. Like, if I could do...
What, they've offered?
Oh, they've not offered, but I'm just saying in my brain, that's why I'd love...
Right,
Shame
right.
Mock the Week has gone, because that would have been... You know,
right,
that
okay, of course. Would you go into there? So if they said Mock the Week, I think it's ended Mock the Week, but if they said next week, do you want to do Mock the Week? Tell
100%.
Me what your thoughts... You're not shooting
yourself.
Yeah,
I'll do it 100%. I feel
isn't
like...
Isn't it comedians do that? I'm not saying, but isn't it people from the circuit?
Yeah, yeah.
Mock the circuit, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you're not going, God, that's you wouldn't be stressed. Would you be stressed? Fuck in hell.
No, I'd love to do it.
You're
it's a dream.
Amazing. I'm just...
It would be a dream. I mean, not to say if I did get it, that I genuinely wouldn't feel it. Maybe I would, but
no,
the
but
idea...
I just... But you really, really think about it. Really, really think about it. Like, just go, okay, so your agent, who you're still undecided, but they go, Mock the Week next week with Ed Gamble's on.
Amazing.
Well, the truth is, Joe, 8 out of 10 cats, because that's still running. You know what it's like. They go, we'll stick Paul in Dictionary Corner or whatever.
Yeah, no, but I think 8 out of 10 cats has...
Because it wouldn't happen on Mock the Week, because that is... They just go to comedians, don't they?
Yes, but 8 out of 10, that's what interests me. 8 out of 10 cats, there's celebrities come on it and there's a specific role, and I sort of go, I could say to Paul, oh, yeah, that's fine. Because you're there because you're Paul and you can be yourself. And they go, they'll have lots of fun around it. They'll have a thing where you everyone's in cloaks and they'll have a little mini traitor thing.
Oh,
and
it'll
be brilliant. And you'll be front and centre and it'll be great fun.
I would say stop talking about the traitors. I don't want it to be just the traitors when I'm on there. So you either take me as me.
You get through the door with the traitors, don't you?
I think they're going to go traitor heavy, though, I'm just going to say. But you'll be brilliant. But what I want to know is when Mock the Week comes on, I want you to really think about it. Mock the Week have offered, I don't know why, because it's an unusual booking. They've told you who you're on with. People have done it for 4 or 5 years. And then they send you the writing pack.
The pack, yeah. I remember this from the Bix episode, yeah.
Okay, you're still not panicked. You've got to write something for every single thing. And there's probably about 30 things.
So, Joe Wilkinson, David Earl, Matt Crosby, Ed Gamble. We're all just getting a little Zoom and we'll just all pitch in.
Are we?
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
Hiya, Matt.
Okay, so how much would you get for Mock the Week, Joe, for an episode?
Oh, I don't know. A
couple of grand?
Well, yeah, a few grand, I'd say.
No.
A
few
grand for an episode.
Well, what are you thinking?
I thought it was like 400 quid, 300 quid. Didn't realize.
So how are you going to pay us? At 400
you get
quid.
On Rising Star. It's one of the biggest, newest podcasts in the world.
Okay, yeah, good idea. So you're gonna get. Okay, still, I'm liking this. So you've got writers. Matt's agreed. I've agreed. David's agreed. Ed Gamble, David, you're going to get. To be honest with you,
Ed would do it. Yeah, I think.
No,
so.
Honestly, we've got the three of us. Matt would do it. Matt would definitely do it. Crosby's well up for that. So the three of us.
Yeah.
And then what's going on in the news at the moment that we can...
Because then all I need to do is deliver the line. I just need to stand up and just
all
say...
All you've got to do. Yeah, no, okay, fine.
It's just...
I would love to fucking write for you for Mock the Week, actually. It's just hit me. Be like, oh, my God, David.
And if they don't laugh, I'll just go, oh, that was Joe's.
Yeah, well, don't throw us under the bus, son.
Yeah, that happened at like the
I'd
Emmys
never do that.
Whatever. The Emmys played.
Oh, yeah, Joe Coy did that, didn't
he? Joe Coy. Can I say something which is slightly out of the blue? We're in the heat of the traitors at the moment, and when the show stops, it all cools down. And people move on. And when I think about Traitors 1, very quickly, I forgot about the show immediately. As soon as it stopped. How do we keep your little flame burning?
Lovely. How are you?
Because although the Traitors from Series 1, they're still, but they're kind of like, yeah, but we've moved on now. There's Paul from the set.
Yeah.
How do we
keep we need a bang. We need a bang.
Yeah, so I think that the best thing I can do is see if I can get these agents to get me out there and do a lot of stuff as me. So, like, for example, 8 out of 10 cats, or in fact, whatever I do, I'm doing Good Morning Britain tomorrow morning. And it's like... Oh, so...
Fucking what? Pin, please.
Oh, sorry, no, that's Friday. Morning Live I'm doing tomorrow morning.
Good Morning...
That's the other big breakfast show. It's after BBC Breakfast News.
Okay. Okay, what are you doing on it and how have you been contacted and what
so
have
I'm
they
So I'm doing
said?
Kind of like correspondent stuff for the Traitors, like running up to the final. So the final's tomorrow. They're going to interview me about my experience and then what?
You're right, David. We need to stop phasing this traitor stuff out and getting it a new thing.
Sort of irrelevant, but regarding films, making a film, this producer told me that get your first film, get a good first film. That's great. It's your second film.
Yeah.
You know your second film. You got a little career ahead of you.
So we need a second track. Yeah, we've next? Nailed Traitors.
Well, nailed Traitors, that's fine.
Oh, David, you're the expert. I'm the outsider here. That's lovely. That's a really good
Go on, so you're saying it's important then? So,
nice, David.
The next thing I do, yeah.
Yeah. Wing walking. No, let's not worry about that.
So you, whatever that is, people see you go, well, I'm loving this.
This is why I think, you know, like if you look at, let's say Cats just Countdown for argument's sake, if that was my next bit, then I feel like I keep thinking of Rob Beckett when I remember when he first went on 8 out of 10 Cats and I didn't know who he was. And I presume he was actually quite established at that point as a comedian, was he?
Probably done 8 years on the circuit.
Wow. So when I seen him, I was like, oh my God. And then he's obviously blown up and done everything. It's just, it does feel like I'm cheating a little bit because I haven't done the years before, but I've been thrown in at the deep end.
But the but I am obsessed by the fact that that's not worrying you. I love.
No.
Like you're just going back in yourself.
But I think the... I think I have to kind of back it. And then if it doesn't work out, then what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, like, I don't kind of feel too bad.
Rising star dwindles.
But isn't it funnier if I go on and I do something that bombs? Is that not... You know, it's...
Oh, it's fucking... It's great. But either way, it's like...
I think it... I want to try... Look, like, the radio stuff was amazing. Like, when I was on Greg James the other day, that was just like...
You would piss a radio show.
I'm thinking like a Matt Fordy kind of show. Dave.
Yeah, like bringing like opinion in or random opinion from people that are outside is fascinating. Like when I went into Rick Edwards' show, they were talking to... What were they talking? They were talking about, I don't know, something completely random, like people not drinking as much as they used to drink, like alcohol-wise or something. And people were jumping on and he was kind of talking through that. And I was thinking... This is so interesting because then after this, you're talking to someone from the Traitors. And then after that, you're going to talk about, like, Greg James is great. I'm going to play a little game. Like, I did a quiz with him, which was outside of the Traitors. It was Paul from the Traitors, but he's a normal person doing this quiz, which I really liked.
We need more of that. We need more of that.
Yeah. So I think it is. So when the show finishes, I've got all the big stuff this week. Next week, there's people like This Morning and Lorraine and all that type of stuff. That I could go
all
and
that
do
that type of stuff. It's just...
Yeah, but then it's still. But it feels easy for me because you're talking to me about a massive experience that I went through. Same with Deal or No Deal. It's I have the same feelings.
Yeah.
Talking about Deal or No Deal, even though Deal or No Deal relatively was a smaller show, you know, or a sillier show. You're just thinking.
Can you imagine you'd say that 2 years ago?
I know.
Deal or No Deal relatively is smaller than what I've just done.
I thought the Traitors were similar. Hell. I didn't think it was that much bigger, but obviously when I did Deal or No Deal, the internet wasn't what it is now. You don't become personalities off the back of, you know, being wherever you are. Because I had the little TV show that we can talk about in one of the episodes where...
Well, this happens quite a lot where we'll go, did you know Paul also blank? And we're like, fucking hell, what? Just get a random text from one of us going... Do you know Paul's got a show about doing a backflip on a bike?
Yeah.
What?
And that in itself was mad because I said I used to work for a little media company that we would make adverts for like dentists and like gyms and just barbers and all that type of stuff. And the two guys were really talented at just making stuff, making videos. And one of them was a skateboarder. And I said, oh, well, I used to ride a BMX. I've always wanted to do a backflip. Imagine if I got back on a bike and did a backflip, and we'll put it on YouTube. And YouTube wasn't what it is now. It was just kind of like what I think, like what Vine used to be type of thing. So I think this is before you would go viral. And then the guy said, oh my God, that'd be amazing to put on telly. So then I started calling up the commissioner of BBC, the commissioner
happen.
Of Channel 4, the commissioner of BBC 3, started emailing them. And then I landed on the Extreme Sports Channel, which was at the time, it was on Sky, it was on Virgin. I pitched the guy over the phone. And he just said, okay, we'll write the episodes up, send it me, and we'll take it from there. And then he said, what's your budget? What are you looking for, you know, in order to achieve what you want to achieve? And I said, you know, I'm going to review that with the lads and I'll get back to you. And then when I hung up, I was like, oh my God, they're going to pay us. I had no idea. And he said, this is where I'm kicking myself, because he said, how many episodes? And I was like, oh, we'll do it 4, buying the bike, learning the bike, getting established, doing the trick. And then I didn't realize that he was going to pay me per episode. So I should have said 20 eps. But, you know, it was... I don't know whether you blank out or not, but I got £10,000 for doing that. And then I used that to buy all the camera equipment and the bike, and we filmed it. And, yeah, it went out to, you know, millions of people throughout the world. You know, that it was in the papers in Russia and Poland and all sorts of stuff.
Do you know what? When you... This is... I'm just thinking 3 or 4 years, 5 years down the line, this is all autobiography stuff, isn't it? So, like... So you know, it'd be like, God, so people are reading it going, but he was doing all this before Traitors. No wonder he did so well in Traitors and then went on to, you know, host whatever and stuff.
The next bit.
Well, let's have a little couple. Well, we've predicted in Chatterbox, but it'd be amazing if some of those come to you. Right.
You're going to get loads of little offers.
Yeah.
Over the couple of months. And you've just got to follow your nose, haven't you, and go, right, that, and see what happens.
Yeah.
And also, can I say one thing? I think you, and I think you will, if you nail these things, which I think you will just do, they get you back. I think it's as simple as that.
I think it's the return, isn't it?
You go, yeah. He was brilliant on that. We should get that.
Easy to work with.
Yes, I'm sure you are. This is what I've just simplified it in my brain. We just got to nail it every time, which you will do, and it will keep going.
It's the next step, is it? So, like, it's like whatever project that I do. So, for example, you go on Radio Manchester. So I've already been on there as a traitor, and then the next time I go on there is just as me. So it's Paul. You might have seen him from The Traitors, but he's doing this. And then what do we talk about then?
You're like the TV reviewer or whatever.
So I hope that... And I might do stuff that I'm terrible at. You know, we spoke on Chatterbox about me doing acting. I've never done acting before, never read a script, never done anything. I'd love an ep on Rising Star where we read a script. We do a reading between us and we get something from somewhere and we all have a little go. Only a couple.
Can we do a Cockfield? Can we do a Cockfield script or something?
Let's do a
Paul can play David. Or David, yeah.
Imagine you came in for the part of David, Ben Rufus Green's part.
You know, something like, because obviously that to me is alien because I'm not being...
How will you approach it? If you are getting an actual, like someone randomly said, it's like a one episode part in something, how would you approach that audition 2 days' time?
Oh, I'd throw myself into it. I think... This is the thing that I get really excited about because I've never ever done it before. So I actually don't know how I'd actually do it, but I know that I wouldn't go small. So like if I'm committing to something, like I was on Irish TV last night doing like the one show version over in Ireland.
You were what? Not with Brian Dowling. I did that a couple of months ago.
Brother. And so he's from Big Brother,
yeah,
right?
The Him. 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. I did.
Fucking hell. This is mad.
So I did that last night and I was saying to them going into The Traitors, I was actually going to be a completely different character and I was also going to change my name, my accent, my background. I was literally going to be someone else.
Imagine trying to keep that up for 2 weeks, you lunatic.
I think I could do it. I was said to him I was going to be Irish.
What accent were you?
Irish. And they said, okay, well, you're on Irish telly now, so let's hear you being Irish.
You've dropped yourself in it. What did you do it?
I started being Iron. Yeah, this is just what I'll do. From now on, my name's James and hello, everyone. This is so nerve-wracking, isn't it? And then from then on, I just stay like that. I'm from Ireland originally, but I live in the UK now, so you can't really place where my accent's from. But, well, yeah, I'd love to go back to Donegal.
I'm in awe of you, boy.
You're a leading man.
I just went a bit cold and I went, we need to forget about the fucking presenting. We need to get you in Saltburn too or whatever.
What you have got to do though, in your little interviews, just not crowbarred in, just subtly say, yeah, I've always wanted to do a bit of acting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a tiny bit.
Well, you have. In everything you've spoken to us about, you've made, this is
good. I mean, I'm not desperate. I've always wanted to do a bit of acting, casting director. Oh, you know that.
Is this, do you see that, that Tom Cruise interview, which I totally disagreed with, which maybe it would work here. He basically says, you're not trying to be an actor, you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen
Don't
that.
Tell people yeah. I'm trying to be an actor, you are an actor. So it's that kind of thing. And then, which I completely disagreed with, I thought he was insane. but for this, we go, Paul, you've a couple of times on Chatterbox, you said, I don't know if I could do it. We've got to cut that out. And it's got to be, I think I'm going to go into acting.
I can do it, and I'll go and do it. I'd love it.
Because I think you fucking get it.
But I did. I was an extra ages ago, obviously, in your show in Rovers.
On Rovers.
However.
Fucking hell, that's just reminded me of that. Yeah, but, Jesus Christ, you're in one of our shows we didn't
what's
know.
Really funny about that?
How the hell do you do this? No,
but at that time, though, I didn't care. Like, at that time, I still wanted to be an actor, and I was hoping someone would say something at that point. But also, I just needed money, and it was Kate's agency that said, a TV production company that Craig Cash is back in, they want footballers. Like, do you want to go and be a footballer? So that I had no idea about, like, the connection, and I wasn't the happiest person in the world at the moment because I'd lost my job.
At that moment?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, because I lost my job. I really needed money, and I'm doing something for, what, 60, 70 quid a day, but in my brain going, God, I wish that I was that guy in front of the camera doing the speeches and stuff instead of the guy that's in the background. And then, but then I couldn't afford to keep plugging away. I got the small speaking part in Hollyoaks, which was hilarious. You know this, right?
What?
Did I tell you this?
Who are you?
No, this is at that time. I mean, this is years ago. This is like 8-9 years ago. Just because I needed money. So I played a fireman.
So I needed money, so I did a part in Hollyoaks. You can't say that. Most people go, I went and did some temping. They don't go, oh, I'm short of cash, so I'll be on telly.
But it was Kate's agency that they had an extra division, and they were like, oh, also, if there's a speaking part coming up, why doesn't Paul audition? So I sent in an audition tape.
And you got it.
And I did That's it as a scouser. I wasn't being me.
Let's hear it.
I mean, I've got the audition tape somewhere. I'll bring it up on another ep.
Yes.
But I was like that. I was like, hi, everyone, is there a fire in there? No, I just carried on being scouse for as much as I could. Like,
fuck,
this is just me.
Oh, why are you even on this pod, Paul? Open your wings and fly.
I feel sick that you said on Chatterbix that we were the experts.
Oh, you are.
I feel like I'm trying to give Messi an overhead kick.
Can you do a little Puglian accent, Joe?
I'm not doing it after that.
I bet you can as well.
I'm not playing this
you
game.
You can do them.
I'm not playing this game.
Are we playing the accent game? Go on, Joe.
Oh, no. I feel sick.
Can you do a line? I'll try and copy you, Paul.
In what version? I can do so many different dialects. I can do loads of dialects of Scouts. My family are all Scouts, so it's just imitating them.
Right. Okay.
So if you... So let's do my half-brother, so Warren.
He talks like that, all right, mate, yeah. So it's like...
He talks like that, all right, mate, yeah.
All right, mate, yeah.
You sounded like Bob Mortimer doing a Scouse accent.
Can you just do a regular...
do my half-brother from...
Actually, can I try and do your Irish? Can you just do a line? I'll try and copy it.
So my Southern Ireland is nice, it's laid back, and it's just chill, just like that.
So my Southern Ireland is like...
No, that's close. That's dangerous. No. Close.
It's close. Have you heard... oh, fucking hell. What's the name of that bloke?
So my Southern Ireland, it's...
Southern Ireland.
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 I could live in Southern
my
Ireland.
Southern Ireland is nice. It's laid back, you know.
You know. That's good.
Feels like my dad's giving it a go. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, why don't you support me on my Irish journey?
Do you know what? Sorry. Paul was very supportive and I liked that.
David's
on
sinking star.
We've got literally killing one career and launching another. We've got 10 minutes, so I just want to recap everything that's happened.
I just want to do impressions.
Can you also do...
Fuck recapping. What other ones?
I want to recap. What's that? Because we've got 10 minutes. I want to know what else has happened, because this is...
Can we do one more voice, Joe? And then we'll recap.
No, yeah. Of course.
What else can you do?
What, another accent? I could do...
Can you do Brummy?
American. Regular American.
Regular American.
Like a New York... a New York type... No, I can't.
Actually, we might have to cut this bit because we will kill his career.
I give it. How do I talk American?
It was
American?
Going so fucking well.
I can do American in this way.
I can do American in this way as well.
Yeah, I go a bit campy, Dad. I'm from LA. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Barbie didn't get an Oscar.
Okay, well, that's the end of the app. Thanks, everyone.
Fucking twat can get a podcast, can't they?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Margot didn't get an Oscar nomination. What's that?
You know what? That is exactly what's happening. Some woof woof. It's
actually... Oh, he was a support of mine.
I don't think I want a recap. I just want an end.
Terry Minor messaged me saying good luck on the show. That's a man for accents.
Terry, lovely Terry.
Oh, yeah, Chatterbix. Good luck on Traitors.
Good luck on the Traitors. Yeah, he's been supportive. That man
could
do a
voice. Good luck on Chatterbix. Well, imagine getting that message. Just want to say good luck on your...
That would be lovely, wouldn't it? People started saying that. Oh, people would have sort of...
Because it's a big deal.
Chatterbix is a big deal.
Lovely lads. You'll feel really comfortable.
Do you think, right, I just thought, though, if this being on Chatterbix and Rising Star, will that help? I think it might help a bit, wouldn't it? With like profile and...
Oh, I don't think...
Remember the point of the pod? Is that...
Yeah, you've absolutely got me to like hear. You know.
Oh my God.
You've got me to hear.
Sorry, I'm off. Sorry.
We need... You dare apologise on your own pod.
Yeah, so where are it? Okay, so I guess what are you doing over the next week or so? And what's in
that? So have we missed anything that you've done? Just a little recap, and then what's next?
There's nothing that's been missed. I've done loads of news, TV. I did our regional news and then national news. I've done all the papers. There's the magazine bits coming up. I've done some TV bits on Island TV. Yeah, so Cosmopolitan.
We're totally comfortable walking into these rooms. And
yeah, just walk in and sit down, yeah. What?
I watched Sean Uncloaked and I was like,
Uncloaked.
No, I won't say it, but like, I was like, it looked like you were the most comfortable person there. Like, I, you know, Ed obviously was.
Nish Kumar sat on the sofa.
Yeah, but you looked like you did look out of place. It wasn't like those people have done loads of telly and that chap hasn't.
Yeah, he's just come off a reality TV show. Oh, well, that's kind to say. But I loved
it. No, but I meant, I was like, well, this is easy for Paul. This is just.
But this has been
I wonder if Chatterbix has helped.
Well, it has because, you know, you're on a podcast and, like, all of the radio stuff I've done and then Uncloaked is basically what we've been doing for the past couple of years. Though I do feel experienced talking into a mic. Yeah. It was nearly 2 years, wasn't it? 18 months ago, something like that.
What a weird. Okay, so what's coming up? What's coming up?
So I'm on... Good Morning Britain on Friday. I'm on This Morning
Tomorrow. That's the whole of the next step, isn't
it? This Morning Tomorrow. Okay.
This Morning Tomorrow. Good Morning Britain on Friday.
Oh, fuck. We've got to watch that.
I'm on.
Can you... Will they send you a copy of it? Is that a weird question? Because I might not be able to see it.
I can send you all the links. Yeah, yeah. So it's all, like, recorded. I'm on Joe.
Fuck.
You know Joe? They do Joe Politics.
Oh, the online stuff.
Yeah, it's like a media.
They're massive, aren't they?
So I'm in their studios on Friday.
The casualness is I'm obsessed
and
with.
And also, he's reading it from a bit of paper, so he's obviously got loads of stuff going on.
Yeah, and like there's a bit of turning the paper over, and I'm also.
Oh, I'm a phone guy. And then I've got an hour of BBC radio interviews on the Friday. I think I'm with Diane tomorrow.
Is this really like... Who's Diane?
Oh, Diane from the show. I'm with the Cosmopolitan interview we're about to do.
Oh, I forgot there were other people.
Irish Diane, you know.
She's Northern Ireland, though, isn't she?
Northern Ireland.
You're Northern Ireland.
I might bleep all this.
Bleep the American one that I did. Keep David's in. So I'm doing the Cosmo interview is with Diane, and then I've got the agent interview, which is a biggie, which is at 3 o'clock.
I really want to dig into agent stuff. I don't know why.
And then KSI, a huge YouTuber, his team have reached out saying, do I want to go and game with them? And they're going to set up a gaming rig in the headquarters in London for me and Harry to go down and game with them. So that's the Sidemen. I don't know if you've heard of Sidemen. Obviously ginormous. We're going to go and play.
Well, I know KSI is. I don't know his stuff.
Sidemen is nuts.
They get 11, 12 million viewers, but then they're just huge. They're like a media conglomerate in themselves. So I'm with them. I was supposed to be with them on Saturday, but...
Oh, my God, this is tantalising.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine... When we first spoke on Chatterbix 2 years ago or whatever, that someone has said, this time, you're going to go on the biggest show on TV and you're going to be biggest personality on it?
No, I mean, even like, even getting on Chatterbix was like, oh my God, with one ep.
Even.
You know, like, on the huge Chatterbix podcast.
Yeah.
17th in the chart.
It's actually doing all right.
Is it 17th?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be higher than
it's
that.
It's plateaued.
I seen it get to like 11th or 12th and I was thinking,
no, just knocking on the door of top 10. But
I had no idea. Getting on Chatterbix for me was amazing. And then when you asked me to come back again, it was amazing. And then now it's transformed into this. It's just all from you saying, has anyone been on Deal or No Deal? And me just being seeing it at the time going, yeah, I was on it, and sending a little email.
Yeah. It's but so exciting.
The stars aligned. I think I want to end on something that you said, David, which was, this is the first episode on a journey. What I hope for this is people listening to this are going, I can't believe they're talking like that because they don't know what's coming.
Wow.
That's what I hope for this.
Lovely. Moment. You can always go back and listen to the early ones.
Wow. Yeah.
So now you know what Paul
no,
is up
off
to.
The back of Grazia.
Yes.
He's in the next Marvel film.
But I really want that to go. This is so mad because you were just chatting away and then obviously Rising Star is irrelevant. It's top of the charts, just knocked off Parent in Hell. But that is irrelevant. Which it will, obviously. But Paul is now in LA or whatever and doing that.
Oh, I'd go to Los Angeles and do castings and do walking auditions and sit.
Would you do pilot season?
Yeah, 100%.
Hang on a minute, Paul. You say that. The family would just go over there. You'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, we'll all go over or I'll just go over and I'll go in there and I'll do pilot season. And then that's it. We're all going over. We get a big house. My mum and dad come with us. The in-laws come with us. And then we...
Oh, I love your
freedom. You're on big bucks on this show, aren't you? If you're taking the whole family over.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lead role in it, so you get all the perks.
I've got visions of us.
You make it happen, Paul. That's why your life's exciting, because you say it and it happens.
Well,
instead of going, oh, that's not going to happen, I won't bother, you make it happen.
Right, well, that's...
I've really loved that.
I have too. I have. And thank you to you both. It's not just me. This is mostly you two helping me become something.
Oh, I just find the story so... It's so interesting.
Oh, I've got...
Just who knows what's next?
Do you want to hear a really quick serendipitous story where my life would have been changed forever and it didn't go the right way?
Oh, a bad way.
How long have we... So 1 minute. So when I was in high school, I mean, year eight, I'm the class clown. I was terrible. I've got no education, no GCSEs behind me, anything like that, because I'd rather make people laugh than actually study. The one thing I did want to do my entire time there was drama. I really wanted to, you know, act or be a comedian, do all that type of stuff. I never did it. I didn't pick drama for GCSE because my mum and dad said you have to go and do business studies, which I failed at. But one time there was an after-school drama club that was in the hall and me and my two mates went to gate crash it and kind of disrupt. And we've gone in there and they were doing Grease. And I've walked in and the teachers always said to me, you should come and do drama. You need to come to drama club and blah, blah, blah. And I walked in and they said, okay, Paul, go and stay there. And, you know, we're going to do this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, don't want to. And I started laughing and joking. And the teacher said, well, you have to go out then. So they started escorting me out, the drama teacher, with my two mates. My two mates were ahead of me. They've gone through the glass doors and I'm just behind them. And the teacher was like, Paul, I kind of out of earshot. And she was like, come back in now and go back in there. And I looked and my brain, a split second, was like, oh, go back in. And instead of doing it, I was like, no, you're okay. And as I walked off, I went, and the teacher went, Paul, come back. And I ran out. And I just think if I did go back in, who knows? Because then I'm in the...
You ran out.
I ran off and didn't do it again.
One bubble, boom, bam, boom.
And then popped off.
Fucking hell, Paul. That alone is worth the ep.
Amazing. Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well...
Thank you, Paul. That was brilliant.
Thanks, Paul.
Loved
you
it.
You are a rising star.
And I'm 3 minutes late for Cosmo.
Oh, are you? You go chat to Cosmo.
Yeah, we cannot.
Well, see, that's a great end as well. Go chat to Cosmo.
Yeah. And let us know how to get on.
As high as she can.